The following Daf Yomi consists of several parts. Begins with the Daf Yomi recorded today, continues on with a quick review that allows you to go over the entire Daf in just 5 minutes, and then concludes with the last cycle's Daf Yomi, which you may enjoy more simply because there are different participants, it has a different ambience. Enjoy! Is Daf Tzadi Aleph, and we did a heck of a lot of it already, so we're basically down to Chatato Shel Metzarot HaShamot Un Nisachim. That's about a fourth of the way up from the bottom. And before we get to it, I'd like you to please take a look in Parshat Shlach, in Bamidbar, so that we can see inside the various psukim that we've already darshened in the daf this morning, yesterday, and what it is that we yet need to darshan to conclude this. All right, so you'll recall that so far we have a pretty easy rule, as the Mishnah told us. All Karbanot, Tzibur, and Yachid require Nisachim except for the Chatas and the Yashan and Bechor Ma'aser V'Pesach. We have two special types of exclusions, one for the Chatat of the Mitzorah and one for the Ashama Mitzorah, that they require Nisachim. How we know that is the beginning of the sugi that we want to discuss today, but if you take a look in Bamidbar in Perek Ted Vav, and let's just go through the psukim that we've already darshan. Right, Daber Adonai Moshe Limor, Daber Bnei Yisrael V'Yamar Talim Ki Tavo Eretz Goshvotechem Asher Ani Noten Lachem V'Asitem Ishel Adonai Ola Ozevach. That was the pasuk that we darshan. Remember Ola Ozevach. That had to do with, we were going to be Marve Shlomim with Zevach, we needed O to be Marve de Toda, we were worried by why we needed to be Marve Toda. Lefale Neder, O Benedava, O Bemoadechem, and Moadechem so far included for us even the Korbanot of the Korban Ria, which is an Eila, or Chagiga, which is a Shlomim, that are specifically not a normal Neder Benedava, because they're demanded, but nonetheless they do come in Erev Nedava. La Sod Reach Bikoach LaDunai Min HaBakar O Min HaTzon. So we darshan every single O year and every single Posek year. V'ikriv HaMakriv Korbano LaDunai Min HaTzolat Yisaron Bolu B'Revi'it Ahim Shamen. We'll see that this is a reference in the next Posek to the Keves. So we start off with the Revi'it Ahim, and that was the smallest amount. Yain LaNezach Revi'it Ahim Taseh Al ha'ola ola zavech lakeves ve'chatzor. We have over here yet another rimui. Ola, zavach, and ola zavach. We'll have to figure out what that is coming to teach us. Ola ayo. Wow, well, that's another O. We're going to have a lot of use of all these O's. Ola ayo. Asimin chasolek shnei esonim benula b'shemen shlishitayim. So far the keves has the higher proportion of oil, and the ayo has the greater objective amount. And then the highest, of course, is the Chatziyahi, which is Kita Sedben Bakar, Ola Ozavach again, Mephali Neder, O Shelamim. It's an awful lot of extras. Neder, Shelamim, Ola Ozavach, Vigriva Ben Abakar, Menchatzolek Shloshet Esonim, Balul Beshemer Chatziyahi, which is the exact same proportion, 2 to 1, as the ayo, except of course it's 6 to 3. No, it was 4 to 2. V'yayin takriv l'nesach chatziyahin yisher reach b'chorach l'adonai kacha yaseh la'shor ha'echad o la'ayo la'echad o la'seh ba'kevasim o va'izim kamispar asher ta'asu kacha ta'asu l'echad kamispara. We are going to be darshan this psukim, so let's take a look now in the Gemara and begin. The Mishnah, the last part of the Mishnah was Elish Chatatosha Mitzorah Vahashamo Tov Nisachim. How do we know that? Minonimili, the Tanur Abonon. If it says in the Pasuk, and this is, we're going to be learning from not only the Parsha of Nisachim itself, but also now from the Parsha of the Mitzorah in Vayikra, of course. So there it says Vishlosha Esronim Solet Mincha. Now, of course, we never heard of Nisachim at this stage. Remember that the Nisachim only appear in Shlach. So we read the pasuk as we would have at the time, with a naive look at the pasuk, we would have thought that it's just referring to a mincha besides a zevach. So a mitzvah is supposed to bring a zevach plus a mincha. However, says the Braita, that's not what it means. It means the mincha that is meant to be brought with the zevach. Of course, it doesn't say precisely which zevach, but it says that it's with the zevach. You say so. What makes you say that? Ah, but you see, then the pasuk continues, so that means that the Ola and the Mincha are together. So apparently this is a Mincha. Now, it doesn't say anything about wine. So, so I could still think perhaps it's not a typical Minchat Nesachim, which includes not only the Mincha, but the wine. Talmud Lomar, therefore, we find, now this we do not find in the Parsha of the Metzera. This we find in the Pesukim that we just read. The Yayin La Nesach Revi'ita Hinta Se'al Ha'ola Ola Zavach La Keves Echad. We didn't know what in the world that was referring to. La Ola Ola Zavach. What does that add? So Ola, this is an addition to tell me the Olat Mitzorah is requiring the Mincha Nesachim with the wine. In other words, Zeva is a brand new halacha that we never find anywhere else that refers to the chatat of the mitzorah. Normally the chatat is part of from Nesachim. Ola Zavach refers even to the asham mitzorah. Now the first thing that strikes you is that there doesn't seem to be any particular reason to need two completely different psukim, because Zeva we used before to tell me either chatas or asham. So typically tarvayo mi zevach. Why can't we learn both out from zevach? I mean, after all, in a number of cases, a little bit of my focus, which one the Gemara is referring to right here, Rashi understands the Yomar Mar, because we did learn legabi the din of a nazir, that he needs to take the sar or show that he's cut, and he's supposed to put it on underneath the dud of the shlamim. And there we learn out that Ainli Elatakat Zevakashlamim. How about if you would put a Zertakat Hadud of the Khatat and the Asham? So there we learn out from the word Zevach that we do the same thing for the Khatat and the Asham. So you see that you could use the word Zevach equally for Khatat or Asham. And over here you're telling me I need two separate Ribuyim, one for the Khatat Mitzorah and one for the Asham Mitzorah. Why do I need two? Says the Gemara, I need two because normally there's no reason for us to be ma'adiv one over the other. But in a case where, as by the Mitzorah, the Asham is the main animal with the dam that's put on his bohen, with the shemen, comes together with the Asham, that is the main way in which we're being makshir the mitzorah for his re-entry procedure. The chatas of the mitzorah is lechaper. They're serving two completely different purposes. When animals serve completely different purposes, there's no way to learn it out of the same pasuk. Because I'm always going to say, how do I know whether to go to the mechaper or I should go to the makshir? Therefore, be in a trade cry. Okay, now, you said the Zevach is a reference to Chatat Mitzorah. How did you know that? I mean, you sort of seemed to pick it out of the hat. We were in the middle of the Parsha of the Nesachim. We were not talking about a Mitzorah. The pasuk that we just darshaned is in Shlach. We haven't heard about a Mitzorah for a while. So what makes you say that that's what it's referring to? Maybe it's, I don't know, I mean, what about the Chatas and the Yashuv of Anasir? Well, you're anyway picking things out of a hat. You're saying that there's something, the Zevach is adding some additional carbon that we haven't discovered until now. Okay, why the Mitzorah specifically? Why can't it be the Chatas and an Asham of a Nazir that they should require the Safim? Is there a reason to say that the Mitzorah does, but then the Nazir doesn't? Ah, no, no way. Lo Sagadaita. There is no such Havamina. Why? Because in the Parsha of Nazir, it says specifically, the Tanya, Uminchatam v'niskehem. Now there the Torah is telling me what the halacha is, legabe the nazir, and we darshan it, that it's talking about oloto and shilamav hakatuv medaber. Where the Torah specifically addresses the mincha that you bring together with the korbanot of the nazir, so there it says, v'sal matzot, v'salot, and chalot, v'lulot b'shem, and rikike matzot, mishufim b'shem, u'minchatam v'niskehem. Now, that is telling me the din of the Nisachim for the Nazir, not the Parsha and Shlach. And there, the Braita insists that that's referenced specifically to the Eila and the Shlomim, and not the Chatat. Atah omer balato b'shlamav, o eino ela afilu b'chatat. How do you know? Well, Talmud Lomar, v'ta'ah yuyah says zevach shlomim la'ashem al sal ha'matzot. Now, I don't understand. Didn't we just say minchat, with that, all of the dinim, we said minchatam v'niskeyem. So why are we now mentioning separately the ayo? Ayo b'chlal haya was included in all of the minachot and the nesachim that we were supposed to bring. Why was it mentioned separately? Lama yatsa, lakisha lav. It's in order to use it as a model, to tell me that, look, an ayil here, which is being brought to the El Nazir Zashlami, that ayil is, by definition, ba b'neder u'b'nedava. So is the oila. But that means, avko ba b'neder u'b'nedava. We cannot utilize the pasuk to tell me something that departs from the model of the ayil. And therefore, it does not mean the chates, and it does not mean the asham. And therefore, what are we left with to be marba here in the parsha Nesachim with this extra word zeva, tafka de mitzora? Okay, then you say ola is the ola of the mitzora. I don't know. I mean, how do you know it's the ola of the mitzora? Maybe it's a reference to olat yoledet. Now the truth is, of course, that every ola requires the Nesachim. Really, the Gemara's kasha ought to be, and this is the way we should understand it, we don't really need a pasuk to tell me that a mitzora's ola requires nesachim. Because if we have a ribui of the chatas and the asham of the mitzora for nesachim, alakas kava v'kama, that the ola, which always requires nesachim, is certainly going to require nesachim. Therefore, we ought to use this pasuk for something that I wouldn't have known, where the Torah is mechayev me in a case where I would think, remember, that the rule was, all the way back in the beginning, things that were brought b'neder b'nedava. So the closer we get to something that doesn't fit that picture, and that picture includes a number of different issues. In the simplest terms, something that's brought b'olah as a neder b'nedava has no particular time that it's supposed to be brought. There was no particular chiyuv to bring it at all. And it's not coming to be mechaper. It's something that you're bringing as a gift. Now, we had certain cases that sort of straddled the line. Let's say the Pesach, which you have to make the Korban Pesach a Pesach, so it's sort of, well, b'neder b'nedava, because it's a type of shlomim, and if it wouldn't be brought as a Pesach, you bring it as a regular shlomim, or a bechor, or a meiser. They're close, but they're not included. The asham and the chatas are definitely not included. But how about things that are requisite, like the Oilas Ria, or the Shalmei Chagiga? There we had a Riboy, they're close enough to Shlomi to be considered also something that you would bring B'neder B'nedava, even though they themselves are not brought B'neder B'nedava. Now, the Oilas Yoledet is demanded. All of the Korbanot of the Mitzorah, they're required. Nonetheless, having discovered that the Chatas and the Asham of the Mitzorah require Nesachim, it would be obvious with the Kal Vachomer that the Eila would require Nesachim. Okay, nonetheless, oftentimes the Torah tells us things that we could have figured out on our own. And that's called, even though we have a Kal Vachomer, Tarach v'katav lakra, the Torah anyway writes about it. That would be fine. And then if that would be the case, then we wouldn't have a pasuk. But how do you know to use it for that? Doesn't it make more sense to say that the oila of a yoledet, which is also required, But I mean, it's not really coming to be machaber. It's coming to be matir. It's not as if she, I absolutely have to bring this garment if I want to be Torah. I don't want to get back into eating kashrut and so on. So I bring it. So maybe it makes more sense to use the pasuk to tell me the olat of a yoledet is also included in the general din of needing nisachim. Omer Abaye, well, actually we would have, because the truth is it does. Except that I know it from somewhere else. Olat yoledet is actually learned from the last word in the pasuk. We say for the Grand Africa. The Tanya, Rabbi Natan Omer, remember we had also that funny word. The Yain Lenesach Revi'ita Hinta said, Ala Ola, Ola Zavach, La Keveser Echad. What are we throwing in La Keveser Echad here for? We already know the dinim of the Lakeves. That Lakeves Echad, that's the reference to Olat Yoledet. And what is the word Ha'echad? Ah, Ha'echad is an interesting case. The Echad is coming to tell me that in a case where you accidentally, you missed out on your numbering, you called number 11 of Maaser 10, the din is it gets Ha'alocha of Maaser. Now, do I treat it as Maaser before Pesach and Maaser that do not need Nisachim? Or do I treat it as a Shlamim that do need Nisachim? This is coming to be Marbet at number 11, that's Korev Shlamim. So had it been the actual Maaser, dig this, had it been the actual Maaser itself, it would have been Potter from the Nisachim, right? Because we learned out to be Mamayet, Pesach, Bechor, and Maaser. Over a year, the only reason that it's Kodesh is because it was called number 10. So the Torah has a reboy that if it's called number 10, give it dinim of Maaser, but bring it as a carbon shalom. Comes along this pasuk, ha-echad, meaning the extra echad, to say that it, in fact, not only is brought as a shalom, in which Maaser is too, but it also is chayav and esachim. And shalom atzino la b'chol ha-torah kula, she tafel, chamur min ha-ikar. Now it turns out that the tafel, which is only Kodesh because I called it Maaser, even though it wasn't Maaser, it's a sort of a hanger-on to the Maaser. The Maaser didn't need the Nisachim, but the tafel to the Maaser does need the Nisachim. This violates the general rule that you can never be more machmer on a tafel than on the yikar. That's exactly what we're doing. Rava Amar, Rava says, you guys are driving yourself crazy for no particular reason. Because it's a very simple explanation for why it is that I went straight to Mitzorah and I didn't need to explain. What you're doing is you're nickel and diming me away. You're saying, maybe this means that, and maybe that means this. And I have to show you each one of them, how it is that they're being used for other drushes, or we know them from other places. But there's a very simple reason. There's only one issue that requires precisely three ribuyim. And that's Mitzorah. Because you have the Oila, and you have the Zevah, and you have the Asha, which is the O. That's what you have over here. So if a pasuk is telling you three ribuyim in the dinim of the Sachem, don't you think you ought to look for a perfect match for some place that you need three ribuyim? The Oila, and the Katas, and the Asham of the Mitzorah, all of which I wouldn't have known, unless I have three ribuyim. What are you going around trying to split things up so inelegantly? So therefore, by the structure alone, it's clear that we're coming to address a grouping of three, and that only fits the Mitzorah. Okay, so you did a pretty good job of explaining things here, except, what about the pasuk, O la'ayel ta'aseh mincha solat shel? What is the O la'ayel? What is that for, normally? Omer of Sheshet, that's coming, Rabot Elo Shel Aharon. We need also to know that the aisle that is brought by Aharon on Yom Kippurim is considered to be in need of a Nisach, because after all, it's a Chiv. We said it's not, it has to be Bob and Nedav and Adav, it was a general rule. But didn't we know that from Moadechem? Moadechem was the same place that we had brought a Raya, that things that are brought on Yontev, even though they're not the same as a typical Neder and Adav because they're required, and nonetheless, they are included in benesafet. So why isn't Elo Shalaram, which is brought on Moadechem, why isn't that included in the Nesafim? Mibu Moadechem, Nafka? No. I'll tell you why. Because Sa'atan Aitach Amina Hani Mila De Tzibur Avod Yochid Lo. Now that's a weird, because of course it's not true. I would have thought only things that are being brought B'Tzibur is a carbon Elas Ria brought B'Tzibur. Is a carbon Chagiga brought B'Tzibur? That's what we learned from Moadechem. So why would I think that the Isle of Aaron is not the same as an Elas Ria? There is a difference. The difference is in the word kenufia, which you may remember from Pesach. We have a rule that something that is bobe kenufia, when everybody is doing it, even though it's being done by a lot of individuals, that has a din of some of the milas of tzibur. So therefore, I would have thought that the only thing that we're going to be marvel from what it is are those things that are brought by everybody together. El Aaron is an absolutely unique carbon. He's the only one that's bringing it on Yom Kippur. And therefore, Moadechem would not have sufficed. So, Sarkadat Chamina Hanimila de Tzibur, Avod Yachid Lo. Well, what about an Olat Yoledet? Olat Yoledet was a required Ola, right? Wasn't Bab Neda Ben Adava? Elo Shel Arayim is a required Ola. It's not Bab Neda Ben Adava. So, why wouldn't I just be able to say it was the same thing as the Olat Yoledet? Ah, no. Because, remember, when we started talking about the things that come B'Neder B'Nedava, we pointed out that there's a lot of issues that are associated with that. One of them is, there's no particular time. So I would have thought the Olat Yoledet, you're right, it's required. Is there a particular time to bring it? No. So it's really up to you. Even though it's required, you decide when you want to bring it. I would say that that's a lot closer to something that's bab and neder ben adava than something that is defined, bring at this time, on this day, and I mean that completely is outside of the idea of neder ben adava. So sarkatate kamina harimil adava she'in kavul ozman, elo shel aron, which is davish kavul ozman on Yom Kippurim, emolo, I certainly could understand that maybe that is similar to all the other things I don't bring the sukkah for. Kamash malan, I need a pasuk for that. Now, we're left with the O la'ayel. I mean, you tell me ayel. Ayel comes to tell me the korban of Aaron, Yom Kippur. But what is the O la'ayel coming to tell me? O lamali. Ah, that's the rabot et ha-palgas. Palgas is an adolescent keves. So what you have is you have the keves ben shnato. As long as it's in its first year, it's clearly a keves. When it's 13 months old, it's already sexually mature, and it's an ayel. But in the period between 12 months and the close of the 13th month, it's a teenager. Now, as we know, teenagers are not really people. Sorry. And therefore, we have a Shiloh here. What is the din of this palgas, which is neither child nor adult? Therefore, we need a pasuk to tell me that if you bring that kind of korban, it requires also nisachim, and it gets the nisachim of the ayin. Now, wait a minute. It's a big machlokas whether teenagers are people or not. So, hey, Nikol Rabbi Yochanan, according to Rabbi Yochanan, that makes sense. But that's because Rabbi Yochanan Shita is that the palgas is essentially a different species for all intents and purposes. And it's a biriya b'fnei atzma, and therefore I wouldn't know that it would be chayim in this sechim. Ditzan, hikrivo, mevi alav nischei ayel, ve'ino olelo mizifko. If somebody was chayiv a carb for which it specified that he's going to bring either a keves or an ayel, and he goes ahead and he brings a palgas, according to Rabbi Yochanan, he was a yotze. And not only that, we need the pasuk to tell me that Olayel comes to tell me that you bring a palgas and that it has the niskeayel. But according to Bar Poda, who says, then what do you mean you're not yotze? Why wouldn't you be yotze? Bring a palgas and say, if this palgas is a keves, so then I want to bring it for the carbon that I was machayev myself as a keves. If it's an aisle, then I want to bring it as an aisle. And then, although you may never know what a teenager is, but somebody knows, and therefore, one way or the other, you would be yotzei. So obviously, if it was really a sofek, so then it's true. We certainly don't need a pasuk to start telling us what the din is, how to handle a sofek. I mean, we handle a sofek however we have to handle it. But the Torah never tells us what to do. Well, when you don't know what to do, bring the niske ayel. That doesn't make any sense. Well, that's true. Vare labar pada kasha. We don't know what ola ayel means according to bar pada, but at least according to Rabbi Yochanan, it makes sense. Okay. Then we had all these extra psukim. Kacha yeaseh lashor ha'echad. Another ola ayel ha'echad. Ola seh bakvasim ova'izim. I mean, I've never seen such a continuing list of O's and O's and O's and repetitive mentions of aisles and bokers and zevaks and eilas. And what is that one for? So, kacha yaseh, what is that for? Well, okay, let's start from the top. Kacha yaseh l'shor ha'echad. What does that mean? Matam l'mah. L'fisha matzinu shechileka katuv bein niske aisle and niske keres. Look. We have a fascinating example of a place in which the child and the adult of the same species has a completely different din in the Nusachim. So one is Revi'i Tayin, and one is Shlishi Tayin, and it's completely different amounts of the Esronot, Yain and Shemen. So I might think that that should serve as a model. Yocho Mechalek Bein Niskei Par Niskei Egel. The same thing should be true among the bovines. Bovines!
Bovines?
You know, the ones with the dreamy, sleepy eyes that sort of sit around and, you know, just chew. Hello, Richie!
Have we done the rapid review?
Richie, we were just finishing up Ruth. I think Richie needs a coffee desperately. Quickly. No. Coffee will be fine. He wants some Cragamore. I can see him going for it. Listen, the Dumbarton region just passed a boycott on Israel. I don't think we should buy Cragamore.
Boycott
them back. So anyway, wouldn't it make sense to say, if the Torah is mechalek between a young keves and a mature ayel, then shouldn't it also be mechalek between an egel and a shor? Those are very different animals. So I might think I should take those same proportions. Beniske par leniske egel. Talmud lomar l'shor ha'echad. Meaning all shores are one. Doesn't matter the age. Okay, then what's the ola ayel jazz? I mean, we already dashed the previous ola ayel. What is ola ayel? Talmud lomar. V'fisha batzinu shechileka katuv beniske ben shana leniske ben shtayim. Yochol mechalek beniske ben shtayim beniske ben shalosh. Once you're talking about the distinctions, perhaps an older ayel gets a different type of nisach, because as it grows, we find that there's a commensurate growth in the mincha that's brought with it from minchat nisachim. Talmud lomar, o la'ayel ha'echad, whatever it is, all elim are the same. Okay, and then, o la'aseh bakvasim, o ba'izim, what's that about? Matan lomar. Now, this is certainly a good avenue, right? If you're bringing the female, young kifsa, and now you're going to bring a ewe, shouldn't they have different values in the same way that the young male and the older male has different levels of minchat pesachim? So too should the young female and the older female have different values for the minchat nesachim. Therefore, Talmud Omar, Ola Seba Kvasim, doesn't matter if they're female, they're all the same, and they get the Sochem of the Kefis. And then the closing word, Oba Izim, what was that? Ma Talmud Omar? Lefisha Matzin, or Shechile Kakatuv, Beniske Kefis, Liske Al Yochon, Dechale, Beniske Gedil, Liske Sa'ir. Well, there's also, we should say, that when it comes to the goats, this is the sheep. So we've discussed bovine, we've discussed sheep, we haven't discussed goats. You might now turn to the goats, and you would say, if an aisle, and here's the first time we've mentioned, Obeizim, if an aisle is differentiated from the younger keves, so too should a soir, which is a mature goat, be distinguished from the gedi, which is the kid. And it should also have similar nesachim to the ayah. Talmud Lomar, Oba Izim. So a remarkable situation in which there's only one case where the Torah distinguishes between the mature and the immature form of the same species, and it's only in the male of the sheep. The female of the sheep, the male of the goat, or of the bovine, no distinctions. Fascinating. Omer if Papa Bodik won Rava, Rava actually gave us a bechina on that one, seeing if we could figure this out. Because, you know, everybody's used to, they read their Korban Musaf in the Tefillah of Yom Tov, and so they know all of this, right? Umin chatam niskehem, and then they go through, you know, Chatziahin lapar, and Shlishitahin la'ayol, and Revihitahin lakeves, yayin, the whole jazz. And, you know, they figure they know it all. So Rava said, okay, you know it all, right? What about a gedi? Whoops, gedi. What about a yew? A yew? What about a sawyer? I've never thought about that one. Those are all the ones that aren't mentioned. So therefore, he decided he's going to give us a little bechina. And so, Kohanim should be ready for this bechina. Are you a Kohen?
I'm a Kohen.
You ready?
Ready.
Ready. Borik lon Rava. Niske Rechela Bekama. Well,
fascinating question.
You're the Kohen. What are you going to do?
I'm going to ask my rabbi.
That's what a five-year preparatory course for Kohanim is.
What, 18 months? I am.
This is your third time through Shas. Fourth time. My gosh. You're still going to ask your rabbi? Anyway. Well, anyway, Rava didn't think that was a good idea. So he tested us. What will we do about a rechela? Of course, we already know that the halacha is that there is no difference between the zachar, between the older and the younger, when it comes to the rechela to the kifsa. A ewe is exactly the same as a lamb. And now we didn't know this whole Gemara, but we figured it out. Sort of sneaky. The way we figured it out when he asked us the question was we had a little chip attached to our leg. Did the guy out? No, that wasn't how. The way that we figured it out was Pashtina Lami Matnitin. We actually learned it from the Mishnah in Shkolim, because over there it was talking about the stamper that you got on the ticket when you came up to the counter of the Beit HaMikdash to arrange for your carbon. You would pay for your carbon, and you got a ticket that was stamped. Now, it says over there in the Mishnah that the stamp that said Gedi was Mishamesh for Nisrei Tzon, Shel Gedolim v'Shel Kitanim, Shel Zecharim v'Shel Nekevot. Oh, you only needed one stamp, because it really didn't matter, because the ticket that they gave you, on that ticket was the pink slip. That was for the Nesachim. So if it said Gedi, that covered everything except for the ailing. So that was the answer. It means that there would be no difference between the adult and the child on anything but the keves and the male. So it would have to be keves versus ayel, chutz bishal eilim, Beferish HaMishnah, and Rava was foiled because we didn't know anything about this sugya, but we figured it out from there. Ela shechatator shel mitzorah v'ashamoto unisachim min ha'anim ilei detan rabbonah u'shlosha esronim solet mincha. This is a reference to a mincha that is ba'ima zeva, which later on became known as the minchat nesachim, of course, I had to be daber. So says you, Tom, Rabbi Mincha ba'ima zeva, o'ina ela b'mincha ba'ad b'fnei atzma, kisho omer ve'ela ko'ina ta'ola ve'et ha'mincha. Clearly, we're doing this together. Ave omer b'mincha ba'ima zeva, ha'katub b'daber. Ba'dayin eni yodea im tu'una nesachim imam, because it doesn't say anything about yayin. Tom, a lot of a yayin l'nesa, revi'i ta'in in shalak, ta'ase ala ola, ola zevach lakebes ha'echad. So the ola refers to olat mitzorah, zevach refers to katat mitzorah, ola zevach refers to asham mitzorah. These are the three ribuyim that Rabbo was talking about later, and it seems to match so beautifully. But typically, tarvayu mizevach, why indeed do we need an extra ribuy for the asham? The Yom HaMar, after all, elsewhere, according to Rashi, by the Sar Nazir, that the case over there was from Zevach, it includes both Katat Vasham Minayin, that you can put the Sar of the Nazir, Takat Hadud, Talmud Lomar Zevach. Ah, but I didn't make the Tabarak Yadari. Avalaikata Ashan Lahakshir, the Katat Kaper Bina Trekoi. Okay, next. Zevach Zu Katat Mitzorah, so you say. Maybe it's the Katat Vyashim de Nazir. Losaka Daita, the Tanya. Umin Katam Viniskayam in the Parsha de Zirut, Bolatovish Lamava Katubinaver. Tobra Bolatovish Lamava, Inuela Abhiru Katat, Tambud Lamar Beta Ayel Yase Zevach Shlamim, Umin Katovinisko, Ayel Beklala Yavala Miyatsa, to make it a model, Lakishela, Ma'ayel Milchad, Babinetter Nedaba, Avko Babinetter Nedaba, La Fuke, Katat V'asham. Ola zolat mitzorah, v'ema zolat yoledet. Om rabbi, olat yoledet, I know be safe for the crown after Tanya. Rabbi Natan amar lakeve zolat yoledet. Ha'echad is the achadasar of maaser, which is kar of shlomim and requires nesachim. Shalom atzinu la b'chol ha'torah, shekol, shiye atafel, kamur menaitcha. Rav amar ezu davar shetzorek shlosha ribuyim, Aviyomer Zemitzorah. La'ayalamali, Omrev Sheshis Rabot, Elo Shalaharon. Elo Shalaharon? Why can't we learn that out from the Moadechem Nafka? Because, Sarkadechem, Minahadmi Lidit Sibur, Avadiyakid Lo, Umayshnomi Olat Yoledet, because Sarkadechem, Minahadmi Nadavar Shenkavol Ozman. That is more similar to Nedav Ben Adava. Avadavar Shenkavol Ozman, Emalo, Kamashmalan. Oh, the Ayalamali, the Rabot of the Palgas. Hey, Nikol Rabbi Yochanan, Domer, Bir, Yehita, Tani, Krivo, Mevi, Alav, Niske, Ayal, the Inu, Olula, Mizivko, the Om Rabbi Yochanan, Oh, the Ayal is the Rabot of the Palgas. But according to Barfada, the Omer, Maite, Omatne, so you make a condition, in which case it's a Sveika. So, Yitzrich, Kuala, Buye, Sveika, you're right. Vada, Ila, Barfada, it is Kasha. Kaka, Yasel, Shore, Echad, Ola ayala echad, ola sebak vasim obayizim, la shora echad ma talmud lomar, lefisha matzin, o shechilek hakatuv beniske ayal leniske keves, yochon dechalek beniske par leniske egel, talmud lomar la shora ha echad, ola ayal ma talmud lomar, lefisha matzin, o shechilek hakatuv beniske ben shana, leniske ben shtai, yochon dechalek beniske ben shtai, Liniske ben shalosh, Talmud lomar ola ayal ha'echad, ola sebak vasim lavani, ma Talmud lomar, levisha matzin, ushekilek hakatu beniske keves, liniske ayal, yochon dechaleit beniske kapsa, liniske rechela, Talmud lomar ola sebak vasim, and at last, o beizim, westward to be marva, ma Talmud lomar, levisha matzin, ushekilek hakatu beniske keves, liniske ayal, Yochon de Khaleik Veniske Gidi, Veniske Sayun, Talmud Lomar, O Baisim. Omrev Papa, We actually had a test on this. Bodikon Rava. Niski rechela bekama, upashtina lemimatitin, gedi mishamesh for all of the nisachim, including son, gedolim, ktanim, zecharim, and nekevot, except for evim. That was the recording from the 12th cycle, today's Daf Yomi. Here is the recording of the previous cycle, cycle number 11 of the equivalent Daf. Quite a different ambience, quite a different attendance. You may like to review the Daf with it, or perhaps use it as your actual initial learning. Enjoy. Today we're holding on that Tzadik Aleph Lamed Aleph. Seches Menachas. And we got up to the sixth line down. Omar Ma. Now, we learned yesterday, and we were talking about the Ribuyim that we had to teach us which Korban is Achayev and Isach. So we had Darshan originally the opening of the Pasuk, Olo Ozavach. And we darshan from the Ozava, not even a Taida is chayvin in the Zavach. And we need the extra O. So you said Toda, me nine times the number Ozava. I understand why do we need any extra Ribui for Taida? I mean, a Taida is a Zavach. It's part of the Zivchishlanim. So ought to Taida lav Zavach? Why is it different than the Shlanim? It's, I do need the extra Ribui. Why? I might have thought that being as the Torah already required lechem to come with it. Now that's basically the equivalent of the nesachim that are brought with other korbanos. I would think that the lechem is a variant of nesachim. Some of the nesachim are seles with wine, and this one is lechem. What's wrong with that? What do you mean? Why would I think that? Mashnami El Nazir. I don't understand. We know that the El Nazir, we saw briefly that we have the extra remnants in El Nazir. We know the El Nazir has lecha, and nonetheless it requires nesachim. So how could you think that the El Nazir is going to be different? I mean, once we see already that lecha is not the equivalent of nesachim, so we understand that. I tell you, that lecha is not the equivalent of nesachim. No. That's not necessarily a proof to us, because I might have thought that the additional two minim that don't appear by Neil Nazir, maybe those are already create a different sense of the meaning of the lechem that's being brought with the Torah, and it is the equivalent of the Torah, and the Torah doesn't demand addition on the Torah. Therefore, kamashma on the extra O, to be marabat, even a Torah. Why do we need the Eila Ezevach? I mean, it's like I would know. Just where it says, Lefale Neder O Benedava. Now, Lefale Neder O Benedava. I know I could bring an Eila Beneder Benedava. So why do we need a separate Pasuk? And in the end, we come down to that anyway. An afkamina between Neder and Adava and the other Korbanos. So what do I need separately to tell me Eila Ezavach? Because Yilokas Rachmona Eila Hava Mina Vasitem Ishela Hashem. Let's take a look at the pasuk is arranged. Atitem Ola Ishela Hashem. Okay, that's a klal. Any Ishela Hashem, as we said before, Yochol Kol Eila LeYishim. You might think anything that goes up to Yishim requires Nisachim. So that's a klal. Then we would understand, if we're going to leave out the Eila Ozavach, okay, then we would understand, Lefale Neder O Binidava, see, I don't know why every time it says Linidava, Lefale Neder O Binidava, so that's now a prop. Only those things that are us have been Neder Binidava, right? And then it continues on to say, Lereach Mikheyach, that Reach Mikheyach already, is the, I mean, also not quite a good, but the Vyasita, L'Reach Mikheyach, is already a klal again, so Chazor V'Kolo. That means we have a klal prat of klal, okay? In that case, Yata Dan Elekena Prat. So what is the prat? Neder and Adava, all right?
So then, ma aprat mefurash davar she'ino ba'al chet. Afko she'ino ba'al chet. Now that's all that I can say from neder and adov. If I leave out the ola business, okay? So what will I be motzi? Okay, chatas is ba'al chet, and hashem is ba'al chet. They don't need misochim. But a bechor, a meiser, a pesach, she'inan ba'in al chet, do require misochim, which is not the halacha. Therefore, the Torah had to say ela to tell me that that's not the case. Yeah, how exactly does the ela tell us that's not the case now? Because now you're darshaning it as a klal prat or klal. If you're darshaning it as a klal prat or klal, you have to tell me that ma prat mefurish. So tell me, go ahead. So hashta d'chziv ela, okay. So now klal prat, ma marbita. What's the prat now different than before, where it said nero on the dava? So now it says Eila. So how are you going to restate the prat? No, restate it like this. I'll say, Ma haprat mefurash she'eno mechuyav v'omeid afko she'eno mechuyav v'omeid. Those things which are not something that I am mechuyav v'omeid. Those are the things. So I understand Nedim and Adava. And the Eilais, what do Eilais mean? Eilais, all the various type of Eilais that come my way. Now there's a lot of Eilais that come my way. Because the truth is that every single case where we have something left over on some level, whether it's blood ice or tumor ice or meister ice, all the cases that we have, they're all bala kayat mizbeach, and kayat mizbeach is Eilah, right? So in other words, the nature of the Eilah is something where there's not a standing chiyuv, but there's the happenstance that things worked out that way. Things worked out that way to be mechayev me in this particular oila, but it's certainly not a standing chiyuv. Somebody could have said, listen, buddy, you're going to be chayev in oila. Correct? Okay, so, I mean, which is not the case of a Pesach, but somebody's going to turn to me and say, hey, you better get ready, it's Pesach is coming, right? Or you have a bechor. I mean, that's not, that's a bechor. That's a meiser. That's the reality of the chiyuv that you have. Masha'in came, will you have, look at the blood is kashrut. The animal had a child, Tmuratam. Or Eila Haba Min Hamot Harot, or even a Karban Arsham, where we had the Chamesh HaShomais that are not Meses, but they're Menachik L'Riya, and then you use the money to buy an Eila, after they get a Mum. And the fact is, Kol HaZvachim Shenizbuk L'Shalom L'Shman, any Zevach that's Nizbuk L'Shalom L'Shman, where's it coming from? Nowhere. It just happened along, basically. It was a Mechuyev to continue treating it as a Zevach. What do I do with it? So it's coming to be mad. I do with it basically the same thing I would have done. Whatever I do with it to bring this off. None of these are b'chuyav ha'omeid. They're all the results of some event or another. So, okay, very good. So now I understand. Now let's get back to this O. Okay? You darshened O by O Zavach, to be marba teida. Now that means that you're looking at this entire parsha and shlach of Misachim as one in which you have a right to look at each one of those O's and tell me what it's coming to be ma'arba. I got news for you. The whole parsha is full of O's. The whole Seder of Nesachim has one O after another. Now, if you're going to take one O, you're going to have to tell me what you're doing with the other O's. So, how should the Amrit O Ledrosh? Okay, let's get back to the Fale Neder O Binandava. What was the O Binandava for? No, that's a classic O. The classic O is Mechalek. One or the other, so Yitzchak. Salkadayta Kamina Adamaisi Neder Minadava Vodibai Nesachim. I might have thought that Nesachim is a chiyuv of one who is bringing both Neder and Nedava. How do I know I'm a chiyuv for one or the other? Kamash Malan. Oh, to tell me either I say Neder Lukudei Vibai Nesachim or I say Nedava Lukudei Vibai Nesachim. And now wait a minute. That's dependent on Maklok and Rabbi Yoshi and Rabbi Yonah. In other words, I understand, according to Rabbi Yoshia, who says that unless you're specifically machalic, even without the word yachta, and this was the classic machlokas by Kilel Avi Ve'imo, that it doesn't mean both Avi Ve'imo, because do we need the extra drasha Avi Kilel, Imo Kilel? Okay, according to Rabbi Yoshia, I need an O, because it doesn't say, I mean, over here just, it would have meant both. But Rabbi Yonatan says, wherever it would say and, it means and or, by definition, unless it says yakta. So that's his rule. So according to Yonatan, what's the O for by neder o nedava? No, because I would say like this. Sakadaita kamina. I might think, said Rabbi Yonatan. They didn't say the O. Absolutely. It means either or. Correct. So if I would bring a neder, l'chudei, fine, I need a sari. If I bring a nedava l'chudei, yes, I also need a sari. I mean without an O. But suppose I bring a neder and a nedava. Now, bring it means either or. Right? So it could be and or, I mean. So and or would mean if I bring a neder or a nedava, I need to bring the nesachim. One, not two. For the neder and the nesachim. So therefore, tis given nesachim to chad. Kamashlan, therefore, I need the O to tell me, even according to me, that there's no and here at all. It's only lachalik, and each one is a separate chiyah. Okay, what about the O b'moadechem? You talked about that yesterday, the moadechem, about the carbon ria, carbon chagiga. But what's the O doing there? Well, sagadai takamina hanimilikam maisei oila b'neder b'shlami b'nedavi nami yibcha. Now, wait a second. Even given that we have the O to be machalic, okay, the O to be machalic, I could understand, would be machalic where I'm bringing, remember, I have oila o zavach, and I have lefale neder o b'nedavi. Now, I don't have a right to go beyond the minimum information that's given me. I can't max it out and claim that it's reasonable otherwise, correct? So I would say, okay, I have two variants over here. What are they? The type of carbon, shlamim or ayla, for instance, and the basis of the chiyah, neder or nedava. Okay? We've outruled chayva. So now, if the Torah is coming to be marva, separate for the neder and nedava, I have every reason to believe that that's because both elements were separate. In other words, let's say I have an ayla as a neder, a shlamim as a nedava, or vice versa. So then I need to bring one for both, for each. But suppose I'm bringing an oila or a shlamim as a net, or an oila and a shlamim as an adaba, where only one of the elements is being varied. The other element isn't being varied. So over there, the shem neder is akadu, and the shem nedava is akadu. And if that's the case, tiskelev and esachim nechad. So I need an additional O to be more makale, and to tell me that either of the elements, neder or nedava, that is enough even if the type of carbon is the same. A neder and a dove is mechayev. Okay. Then you have, if a sitat said ben bakar, ola ozavach, what do we need that? That's repetitious. You start getting into the details now. Sitat said ben bakar, what do I need that all for? Because, sakadaita chamina, hani milayek the kabaisa oil of shlomim ben neder, or an oil of shlomim ben adava. Fine, okay, I understand. You bring Ayla v'shlamim, I could bring it as a net, I could bring it as an adava. In other words, so the difference it would be in that case in the type of carbon. But suppose I bring two Aylas. Okay, so the Kamaisa shtei olot. One is a net and one is an adava. Or I bring two shlamim, one is a net and an adava. Now maybe over there I can be Yotze Marchiv on the type of carbon. So I'm a shem shlamim achasi. Or shame ola akasi, v'tizkelev nesachim dechad. How do I know that I can't use the type of carbon being similar? That over there I should be yotze with one, kamash malan, and v'fale neder o shalamim. What about that, lamali? Because sakadav min hanim hehef the ma'isi shte olot. Look, we know that if I bring two others, one is a neder, one is an adav, or two shalamim. One is a neder, one is an adava. Okay, I already, so now I establish I have to bring separate for that. How about if I bring two oilos as a neder, and two oilos as an adava? Or I bring two shlamim as a neder, two shlamim as an adava, okay? Now over there, I understand that I need one for the neder, one for the adava. But do I need two for the two nedarim and two for the two nedavas? Where do I see that? And it's over there, I'm bringing for each type. It's an Ola Neder. Okay, Ola Neder, how many of those? I don't know, however many there are. I'll bring this off here. For Ola Nadala, how many of those? However many. I'll also bring. But not for each particular animal I'm not going to bring. So therefore, I need Kamash Malan, that over there is each one also. And what about according to Rabbi Yoshia? According to Rabbi Yoshia, he learned out from the opening of a Sefer Vayikra, that we have already the chilek. Mina bakar o mina tzon. So according to him, what's this mina bakar o mina tzon here? Lamanit. Now here there's a really serious problem in the girsa. The girsa that's brought over here from the Yalkut is the one that is easiest to fit into the sugya, and that's in the side that the Tzon Kedoshim also has. So hanimini big shrei mini avubachad mina ubabat achad tiskaleb nizokim bechad. I would have thought that if I'm bringing one min at the same time. So let's say I made a netter to bring five oilers. So then those five oilers are one carbon. Or I noted these five animals at one time. That's one carbon. It's one shame carbon. It's one type of chiyuv of carbon. And it's all being brought to be yotzi the same netter. So over there, I would think that it's sufficient. Okay? So I would have thought, hanimil bizachazet, avu bevat achat. I'm bringing it all together. And it's also the same carbon and the same type of chiyuv, same tizkei b'desach and dechat. The mashmalan, right? Exactly. I'm leaving that out with this girsa. Okay. Now, otherwise, we go through two steps. So trei mini would mean if I have two different types of also oila and shlami of neder and adav. But how about if I have one that's coming together? Okay, and then we darshan also the kachatasu le'echad separately is the other approach. Then we continued and we said in the Mishnah that there's one important exception to chatas and one important exception to asham. Normally, a chatas and an asham doesn't require nisachim, but a chatas of a mitzera and an asham of a mitzera requires nisachim. Minanimile. Where does it say it requires a nesachim? Now, we know that by the Mitzera Ashir, as we just spoke about a couple of days ago, the Mitzera Ashir requires Shlosha Asronin Solet. He's bringing three karbanas, three kvasim. One for an oila, one for a chatas, and one for an asher. Our assumption has been all along, and we kept running back and forth in this, especially since we found that the Mitzera Ani, who only brings two oifes instead of his chatas and his oila, and still, for his single kevis, all of a sudden, mysteriously, he's down to one isar and selas. Now, I mean, it all adds up, doesn't it? The obviously, the isar and selas are coming as the nesachim for the korbanos that he's bringing. Except that the Zohar never calls it nesachim. It makes it sound like there's a separate chiyuv of three korbanos of kvasim plus menachas. A mincha of three isarines. Now, you're saying that there's a chiyuv of nisachim. Now, how do you know there's a chiyuv of nisachim? The Tana Rabbana. The Shlosha Esarim Solet Mincha. Which Solet Mincha? The Mincha Haba'al Mazerach HaKetuv Gedaber. I mean, obviously, that's the standard. Minchas Nisachim times three per kevis, which is normally one Yisarim per kevis. Well, you say so. I told him, the Mincha Haba'al Mazerach. How do I know? Maybe that is a special mincha that's above if they have sima. Because Kishu Omer, ve'ela kohen et ha'ola ve'et ha'mincha. I mean, I understand. What do I need to say that for? Unless they're linked. Avi omer b'mincha ba'ayim ha'zevra katuv nedaber. Okay, but it doesn't say anything, does it, about any wine that you bring with it. It just says the esrainas that you bring with kedus. Where does it say anything about Nesachim that you're calling it an actual Minchas Nesachim? Adayin eini yodeim tu'una Nesachim imlach. Tamud lomar, v'yayin l'netzach l'vi'it ayin ta'ase al ha'ola ola zeva l'keves echad. Back in Shlach again, which of course has nothing to do openly with a Mitzera, they're just talking about the Chiyuv of the Nesachim. But at the end of the whole parsha, where we darshan every single word, it repeats the whole thing again. Aloi lo, lezevach, lekevetzach, I understand it says this a million times. But what is the meaning of aloi lo, lezevach again, after we already darshaned it? Well, the pshat is, it's adding a special oila. The oila over here refers to the oila's mitzera, the zevach refers to the chatas mitzera, and the oila zevach refers to the asher mitzera. Why ask him, why do I need a separate pasuk for the chatas and for the asham? I mean, you're adding something by zevach, so learn them both out of zevach. You know what is more, why is one more mashpin than the other? By the way, there happens to be a perfect model for doing just that. Because by nazir, that's exactly what we do. We have a din over there, remember, that the sar, Rosh HaNazir, is supposed to be burnt under the shlomim. That's the El Nazir. Now, how about if we burn the sar of Nazir underneath the dud of the chatas, the dud of the asham? So we darshan, yomamar, chatas the asham. And how do we know that the din of the Zroya B'Sheila, the Ayin, is unique in terms of that being a matana? Yes, but the din of burning the Sar Rosh Nizro is not unique to the Ayin. How do I know that? Chatas Vashem Noam, that I burn the Sar there too. Talmud Omar, Zevach. Now, notice that we learn out both Chatas and Asha by the Nazir from one word. Why can't I do the same thing over here by the Nesachim and learn out the Chatas and the Ashram of the Mitzera from Zevach? No, come on, this is a comparison. Note, a Nazir never brings a Chatas and an Ashram. If the Nazir is Tahar, so then he brings a Chatas. If the Nazir is Tameh, then he brings an Ashram, right? Both of those Karbonas are equal. They're coming to exactly the same purpose. That's the way that he ends his prior Naziris. That's all. He either ends his Naziris completely, ends his first Naziris, but that's the end of a Naziris. So essentially, both of those Karbonas are coming for what purpose? To be Machshir the Nazir to continue. So we lead a normal life. But they're not coming for different purposes. It's not that one is coming Al-Khayt and one is coming Lahakshir. They're both coming Lahakshir. And one takes the place of the other in different circumstances. But by the Mitzera, there are no different circumstances. The Ashram comes for one purpose, which is that's what's Machshirin. And the Chatas comes, it's a normal Chatas, because we know that Saras is related to Lashon Hara. And the Kapora on that is the Chatas of the Mitzera. So over there, the Ashram is coming Lachshir, and the Chatas is coming the Kaper. And if that's the case, boy, Trekroy, you need two separate sukkim, because you can't say that the Torah is b'chayav nesachim equally for Hekshar as it is for Chet. Fine. Okay, so now you said, I accept that. So let's get back to what you said. The Zevach, you said, is a Chatas Mitzera. Why don't we go back to the Nazir? Why don't we say the Zevach, instead of being the Chatas Mitzera, could be the Chatas or the Ashram of the Nazir? Anyway, it's one pasuk, but remember, when it comes to Nazir, Ashram and Chatas are equivalent. So how do you know it's talking about a Mitzera B'Klal? I mean, why is it talking about a Nazir? No, lo sakadai, because it can't be that. The Tanya, minchatsam v'nizkehem v'olato u'bishlamav akatuv midaber. By the parsha of Nazir, in the case where he's bringing an Eilat, and that's a Nazir Tahar, so over there, it stresses Minchasav v'nizkehem, dafka the Eula and the Shlomim of a Nazir Tahar, and not the Chatas of a Nazir Tahar, or for that matter, the Ashram of Nazir Tameh, are Chayav in Nisachim. How do you know? Hataomer balato b'shlamav. Now, how do you know? Minchasav v'nizkehem may mean three out of four. Maybe the Chatas too. Well, ain't a lot of people Chatas. Talmud lomar, it can't mean that. Because it says, ve'et ha'ayu yaseh Zevach Shilami. Okay, we don't need that Minchatov Niskatov. Why are you mentioning the Ayil again? I mean, Ayil Bechlal Hayah. V'lamayatza. Why are you mentioning again? It said, V'ayil Echad Tamim LaShlamim, together with the list of the three Korbanos. Ela, it's the Lamba, the Lomar Lecha, to teach you that Ma Ayil Miyuchad, Ba B'Neder U'Bin Nava, Avko Ba B'Neder Min Nava. Ma She'en Kein, the other Korbanos, such as the Chatas of the Nazir Tahar, or the Ashram of the Nazir Tameh, which are never Bab and Neder and Adaba, those things are not going to be Chayav in Nisachim. And therefore, back in Shlach, What are we left with the understanding of Eilo Zavach at the end of the parsha? It's got to be referring to the Mitzrayim. Okay, let's get back to the Eilo again now at the end. You said Eilo Zavach at the end of the parsha, Nesachim and Shlach. You said Eilo is a reference to Eilo's Mitzrayim. How do you know it's a reference to Eilo's Mitzrayim? Maybe it's referring to the Eilo's Yeledus. I mean, Eilo's Yeledus, that's Bo Chayva, requires Nesachim, and that's what the Rebbe is. Amar Abaye, no. I know that Eilo's Yeledus is indeed hired, but I learned not to be safe for the Kronach. The Tanya, Rebbe Nosson Omer, La Keves, you notice you didn't tell me what that meant. La Keves refers to Eilo's Yeledus. And when it says Ha'echad, now Ha'echad, that's talking about something that's very unique. The singular case, okay, I'll tell you, there is a singular case. The singular case is a number 11 that was incorrectly identified as a number 10. So over there, if you're taking off Meiser for your son, and you call the 11th one Meiser, it becomes Kodesh. And a very strange thing happens. It's a unique case. It becomes Kodesh, and it has a din of a shlomim that requires Nesachim, even though it's only a variant of the Meiser, which itself does not require Nesachim. Because we were Meitzi, the Chiev of Meitzer. So it comes out that the Totho is Chomer Min Ha'ikar. Shalom Atzinu Lo, B'cholot Ha'akula, Shiei Tafel Chomer Min Ha'ikar. And that's why it's Ha'echad. Yes, it is indeed. I guess we will wait till we learn the Dinam of Meitzer. Rava Amar. Rova says, I have a very simple solution for you. You know, you're banging your head here against the wall to figure out how do we know it doesn't mean Nazir, and how do we know it doesn't mean Yoledes, and everything else. I'll tell you very simple. The end of the Parsha of Nesachim mentions three Ribuyim. Right? Zevach, Oyla, O. We learn out three things from there. Okay. Ezehu Dabar Shetzarach Shlosh Ribuyim. Tell me. Where is there a single thing that you need three separate ribuyim for? And only three. Only the Mitzrayim. Because there you've got the Chatas, the Eila, and the Ashram of the Mitzrayim, which are Chayva. Nonetheless, they're ribuyim to Nesachim. What else is it referring to? So that, it only makes sense. You line up the cases. You're not going to take a ribuy, three in a row, and say, well, each one is referring to some strange, different thing. So it's referring to some strange different thing. It's referring to a case that has three korbanos. That's the only case that has three korbanos. Don't try to tell me Nazir. Nazir has four korbanos. Because there you have Chatas, Eila, Ashram, and Shlomi. Even though they're in different cases, I still need to know what the din would be of the Ashram and of the Chatas. Okay. Now, when we get to La'ayim, what is the meaning over here of La'ayim, Lomali? Why mention over here Ayim? Again, that's the Rabbis Eila Shal Aaron. How about the ayah that's brought on Yom Kippur by Aaron? What's the din of that? Now that's a chayva, okay? The zos yavo Aaron el Hakodesh, the par ben bakar, and ba'ayah lo yavo. It's a chayva, and it doesn't say anywhere whether it's chayav or not in the Sofi. I thought we learned out from Moad Eichem. Moad Eichem, remember, Moad Eichem taught me that you're chayiv on the korbanos that are coming on the Moadi. Ah, no. Salgadat Kamin Anami Ledit Sibur. We never had a case where a yochid as an Eilas chayiva, did we? I mean, we had an Eilas Nadava that's meant to be brought on the Moadi, the Eilas Riyah, whatever. I mean, that's not the same thing as something that has a unique time. So over here, to say that a yochid the Moadi, This is a single case. It never occurs anywhere else. So how do I know what the din is over there? Are the yochid law? Well, wait a second. An eilas yoledes, this is a chayva. And it's a yochid. And we just darshan that the eilas yoledes requires a sofer. Why is el aron different? Oh, it's a big difference. Because talk about the chamina hani mila dover shein kavua lo zman. Abu dover shein kavua lo zman eim alo. And to say that she brings whatever she brings her carbon, the whole idea of whenever you bring a carbon is much more similar to a carbon adava, essentially. When have you been to carbon adava? So when she, with your lettuce, this is the carbon that she brings. Understand? When she wants. Once you koveya a carbon that has to be brought on Yom Kippur, so it's mamash akreva shekavu aloizman. There's no element in it of your involvement at all. Who say that there's a fee of this other? Yes, Aaron is absolutely yoch. Doesn't matter, but he's a yoch, has to come from his personal money. Can't be brought Mishal Tzibur. Kamash Malam. Okay, and what's the Ola Ayel? Getting back to the O's, you never told me what that one is. Ola Ayel Amalek. Ola Ayel is Marba Palgas. A Palgas is an Ayel that is in its stage of adolescence, between, and there's a difference. Remember, we have a very unique case in which the difference between a keves and an ayel is a unique thing in the Torah. Normally, we don't distinguish between the ages of a korban in terms of the nisachim. But when it comes to the difference between a prepubescent male and an adult male, it's a different animal. It's as if it's a completely different animal. The keves and the ayel. Now, the distinction, the keves is betok shenato, and the ayel is already past the phase of adolescence. She was asking 13 months. How about during that period? So it's after its shana, but it's not yet called ben shtei shanim. That's called a palgas. What's the din if I bring a palgas? I give it the din of an ayel. Now I learn out from the O. Ah, but that's only true according to Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan holds that a palgas indeed is a stage that is equivalent to Ayo because of this pasuk, and he says it's a biriyot. It's a separate shame korban. The Torah gave it a halak of an Ayo. So fine. Then it makes sense that this is the pasuk that tells me that. It's none. Hikrivo, maybe I love niske Ayo. Someone who was neither to bring a keves, he brings instead a palgas. So he brings forth in this keayil, but it isn't a keves. So it's ena erloi mizitch, right? It doesn't count for him whether he was neither an ayel or a keves. It doesn't count because it's neither an ayel or a keves. In terms of how to deal with it, fine. You'll have to deal with it as an adaba, and you bring with him this keayil. But it doesn't count towards your neder. And that, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, why do I know that? From Olai, the rabbis is a palgas. But according to Bar Prada says, ooh, this is a big problem. Because if you bring a palgas, we don't know what it is. We're not sure if it's either keves or nayel. We don't know what it is. So maisi umasni. What you do is you bring two sets of nisachim. Actually, it's a little bit of my focus with you. You bring more nisachim in one. Rashi learns, Tosis bring two sets, and you say, if this palgas is an ayel, then these nesachim which in this case ayel are for shnei esreinos, are for it. And the other one is a gift, because I can bring nesachim as a gift. And if it's a keves, then the single nesachim is for it, and the double nesachim is a gift. Okay. So according to Bakwat, it's a sveika, correct? So what he told me, I have a pasuk to be married by a suffix. A suffix is a suffix. Sarah doesn't tell me it's a suffix. See, it's a kravaguya sveika. No, that's true. The Barpada kasha, but there's no way out of the spring of the Barpada. I don't know what we do with the Ola Ayel, according to him.
Can we just wait
30
days?
We could. Kaka yaser l'shor ha'echad, Ola Ayel ha'echad. Now, okay, I understand that, but then this is a pasuk that's got a lot of O's in here. Shor, Ayel, Sek, Savim, Izim, and they are all owed. Now let's take a look at what each one is coming to tell me. L'shor echad, matam alama. L'fisha matzinu shechileka katzuv b'niske ayel and niske keves. Now look, we have learned that the Torah distinguishes between a mature ayel and the immature keves. Maybe we should do the same thing for bovines. And not chalek b'niske par l'niske ega. We have an immature par and a mature par. So we should have the same distinction and say, okay, let's split the niske par in half for an ego. Same thing we do for an ayel and a keves. Talmud lomar l'shor echad, And we know a shor is called a shor even on the day that it's born. Shor ki yivaleit, right? Shor kefes oes yivaleit. Gemara darshits for there always, even a shor ben yomu is called a shor. So this extra shor is to tell me all shors are the same. Okay, then it says, Ola ayin. Now what's the aisle for? Ma tamad mama. Lefisha metzinu shechilek akatuv ben niske ben shana. Ben niske ben shtei shanim. Okay. We find a difference between the one-year-old keves and the two-year-old ram. How about a three-year-old ram? So in other words, maybe we should be mechalek ben niske ben shtei shanim, niske ben shalosh. Tamad mama. Ola ayin lechad. Doesn't matter. They're all ayin lechad. Whatever is an aisle. I don't care how big it is. I don't care how old it is. Okay. And what about sebak sabim? Ma tamad lama? Lefisha matzino shechileka katuv ben niske keves. Meniske ayin. Okay, did we find, in when it comes to sheep, there's a difference between the mature male and the immature male. How about between the mature female and the immature female? Maybe we should make the same chilek between the netzach of a keves and the netzach of a rechela. So once you have a rechela, which is a two-year-old female, it should be the same thing as a two-year-old male. Talmud Loma. Therefore it says, Ola se bak vasim, whatever that se is, unless it's an ayil, it's the same. Okay, and then be'izim, ma Talmud Loma. Oh, be'izim is great. V'fisha matzinu shechileka katuv ben yizke keves and yizke ayil. Now, kvasim, essentially, the same as gidim. We call them both the kids, the kvasim, basically, right? They're both, we call them both kvasim nizim se. So if that's the case, that means we made an optimina between a kevis and an ayo. I mean, so the same thing should be true about a gidi and a soya. Suppose I'm bringing a se ba'izim. Okay, a se ba'izim is the same thing as a kevis. But if I'm bringing a seir, so a seir should have the same thing as an ayo. It's a mature mise, essentially. Talmud Lomar, Ol Ba'izim. Therefore, we need to know that it doesn't matter how old it is, it's all included in the Izim that are together with the Kvasim. Amar Papa, Papa says, you know, we once got a Bechina from Rava. Bodiklan Rava, he thought he would get us. And he asked us, Niske Rechela Bekama, how many Yisranos do you bring for a you? And he thought that he would chapas, that we would figure that it's the same thing as an ayah. It's basically the cave of the ayah. Same idea. Upashtinale mimasnisit. But we brought in a beautiful raya from the Mishnah in Shkolim. Because the Mishnah in Shkolim over there, it's talking about what you get your chotamot for. Right? But when you want to bring a korban, you have to go to a vendor, essentially, and you put in your money. Four, you press whatever button you need. Now, there's only four buttons over there. You get a ticket, you present the ticket, the coin goes and take. That way you avoid any mix-up. Okay? So the tickets will read, one of the tickets reads, Gedi. Okay? That Gedi, the Mishnah explains, the Gedi serves for anybody who's bringing this Chetzon, whether they're Gedolin, whether they're Ketanim, whether there's a harim or whether there's a kevod, unless they're an ayo. If they're an ayo, then they have to purchase a what's called zakar, which is the name of the button that you press for ayo. Right? Because the ayo represents, even in English, ram represents maleness. So we call it a zakar. Okay? So from there we set them, you see, either it's an ayo or it's a kevod. There's no other things. And Gedi would therefore include the Rechela. And therefore we have to go through all of this tzar to figure out the crossing. Because the Mishnah told it to us. Ha ha. And we passed. So, was that fun?